tonight I'd like to express my gratitude for the timely readings. Gary, thank you so much, because this belief in witchcraft is a worldwide one, and I am certain that it will bless many. I am so grateful to learn through Christian Science that all these beliefs can have no effect on any of us. And Mrs. Eddy explains so clearly in miscellaneous writings, page 224, she says that the mental arrow shot from another's bow is practically harmless unless our own thought barbs it. I have learned that the thought that would barb these beliefs is the thought that denies God's supremacy. Today, I'm sure there are many forms of evil thinking, but can they have any effect on any of us as we daily, diligently work to gain the conviction that God is all and that He alone governs us? Thank Mrs. Eddy so much for so much instruction. I find a few in the Blue Book very strengthening. They are on page 83. She says this: there is but one mind to govern man, and there is no evil to interfere with man. No subtlety of evil can blind or paralyze my human capacity to apprehend and love God. I cannot be made to carry out the works of evil, nor be prevented from working in the interest of truth and the cause. Mortal mind cannot outline my experience. And lastly, love cannot be shut out of my life. God, through the Bible and all that he gave Mrs. Eddy, gives all of us something to work with to dismiss the tempter when he comes to our door. I am so grateful tonight for all the testimonies that prove God's supremacy, for the music, again for the readings, and I'm so happy to be here.